I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about the concept of sometimes we need to be jerks. Now, I don't really mean that. I like to say a little j jerk, small j, which means we have to do things that other people might misjudge us as being a jerk, being rude or being difficult, when in fact we're doing it for the right reasons. Now, this is not an excuse for people being rude to each other and being difficult. But there is so many times in life, and you look in the Bible, when people had to do something hard, and it would have been very easy for somebody to say, that was mean, or you're a real jerk. And if your intentions are pure, and you know it's in the best interest of the other person, it's virtuous to do it anyway. But it is so hard in the world of work and in society in general, I think more today than ever, to do something that somebody could falsely accuse you of being a jerk for. Now, if you embrace this, you are going to step over the line and be a jerk sometimes. And I've certainly done that. And the ability to say, oh, that time, even though I thought I had good intentions and I was trying to do that, it got out of hand and I have to apologize for it. It is okay to do that if 9 out of 10 times you're doing it for the right reason. And then you can, in humility, go and apologize when you stepped over the line.
Yeah. And the big differentiator is whether I'm acting out of kind of a blind anger or love, right? And if love is my motive, well, that's what's going to give me the courage to be a jerk when I need to be, right? And of course, we don't mean being rude, but saying things that upset people sometimes. And we've talked about this before in the reset, how people think Jesus was nice. He was not nice. He was love. And love really challenges people. And when someone needs a challenge really bad, and then sometimes, frankly, you gotta up how you're approaching the person to shake them out of their complacency, which really looks jerky. But man, love demands that sometimes.
And to suffer, to be willing to suffer for that person, even the accusations of being mean. I mean, think about it this way. We don't think about this a lot. But Jesus was so truthful to people who didn't like what he had to say that they killed him. Mm. And yet, I know that it's difficult for me to say something to somebody that they're going to dislike me for, even if it's temporary. Now, we don't do this to strangers necessarily. We do it to people in a relationship. But if our goal is to maintain the relationship rather than to love that other person into goodness, then we will choose ourselves over what they need. And that is ultimately selfish. So let's pray.
Lord, help us to be like you. Help us to love people so much that we're actually willing to have them be angry at us or dislike us for their good. Amen.
Amen.